fine with that, so I'm in here, son.
Because I'm with you to the end of the line.
You have no idea what side you're on!
Welcome to Tada! Let's Unpack, the show where we discuss and talk about our thoughts from the most obscure to the most about films, series, and everything in between. Hosted by Franz Halil. What's up, guys? Hello, 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 and welcome to Tada! Let's Unpack! Super special ng episode natin tonight because we will be discussing a series that just finished its first season yesterday. So, super exciting kasi I still have the hangover from the series. Before we get started, thank you so much everyone for listening to our previous episode last week in which we unpacked 13. So, super kinilig ako because I saw Sir Budget Tan and Sir Kajo Baldissimo, the creators of 13, like my podcast or like my post, and the podcast got to them. So I'm super happy about that. And yon, please continue to listen if you haven't listened to the other episodes yet. So with me tonight is one of my classmates from PETA and also a Marvel super fan like me. And more importantly, a Loki super fan, like Loki, not Lowkey, if you know what I mean. So please welcome Natasha Carpina all the way from Davao City. Hi, Natasha. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I'm good. Ikaw, kumusta?
Okay din naman. Yeah, I'm doing good and hungover pa rin ako.
Oh my God, yeah, same. Hungover pa.
Yeah, super saya. So with that, nakawa, let's introduce na our series that we will be unpacking tonight. Mm-hmm. So this series was released in 2021 and like what I've said earlier, it just finished its first season yesterday. The series was created by Michael Waldron with Tom Hiddleston as an executive producer. And the series is directed by Kate Herron and this stars Tom Hiddleston, Sofia DiMartino, Owen Wilson, Gugu Mbatha-Raw, and Wunmi Mosaku for the lead roles. And fun fact, Tara Strong, who plays Miss Minutes in this series, is a renowned voice actor and she has voiced a lot of our childhood favorites. For example, she voiced Ben Tennyson in Ben 10. She voiced Twilight Sparkle in My Little Pony, Timmy Turner from The Fairly Odd Parents, and Bubbles from The Powerpuff Girls. So, grabe pala yung buhat-buhat ni Miss Minutes na resume. So with that, the series that we will be unpacking tonight is none other than Loki.
I am Loki of Asgard. And I am burdened with glorious purpose.
Drum roll.
So, so wag na tayo mag-atubili pa. Let's go on to our first segment that I'd like to call POV.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
All right, so Natasha, this is the segment where we just discuss like what we thought about the series and also tara, mag-usap lang tayo. So, what are your overall thoughts about the series?
Oh my God, bro. My mind was totally blown.
See.
For real. I mean, parang, alam mo yung, after every episode, I have a lot of thoughts, but I can't form a single sentence.
Yeah.
Sobrang mind-blowing. Masyadong ang raming nangyayari pero everything is all interconnected and then it's like a turning point to the ano rin kasi to the MCU to the phase
yeah.
The phase 4 ganun. So parang wow, ang raming nangyayari, everything is important, like even the small details. Like, wow, this is really mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah. Actually, on my end, like, I really loved how this series didn't shy away from being like, you know, realistic. Like, it was really a comic book series. Like what I always say to my friends, na it's like the scenes from the series were like pulled out from a comic book. Kasi like, ako avid reader din ako ng comic. So like, there are really some scenes na parang, wow, parang akong nanonood ng comic book come to life. So, which was super duper nice.
Yeah.
And what I also like loved about this series is that, yes, there are like action scenes and all, but it's within the dialogue, the writing, and the conversations where you get the most out of it. Yeah. Like, what I put in my letterbox nga last night when I reviewed the whole season was, who needs action when you have this great of an exposition? Kasi it's super really nice and super engaging, di ba?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why I super love this series.
Yeah, as well. I agree. Yeah.
What is your favorite episode? You have
favorite,
to choose.
Actually, na-take down notes ako. My favorite episode was, the fifth episode, Journey into the Mystery.
Into Mystery, yeah.
Ang raming Loki. Diba, episode 4 had end credit.
Yeah.
So, yung nakita ko yung end credit, I was speechless and I was so excited for the next episode. And then the next episode, I felt like a kid in the candy store. Like, oh my god, there's so many Lokis. Oh my god. And we have Loki. Yeah. We have Loki here, like, for discovering how annoying he sounds like. And it's so funny. And then we have Kid Loki who stole everyone's hearts, and also Alligator Loki.
The Alligator Loki, oh my god.
He became the superior Loki according to Tom Hiddleston last night. Yes. But I know, I discovered different, in that episode, I discovered different facets of Loki.
Mm-hmm.
Like different versions of him in the comic book universe, and it was a good introduction to the character. I mean, good addition to the characters, to the character in the MCU. Kasi nga, diba, we have a limited view of who Loki is, and then here comes the series to explore more sides of him, and then we see other Lokis.
Yeah.
Who have different stories. Which, that's why it's my favorite, like,
actually, like we're this. The same. Like we're the this. Same. Like, my favorite episode as well is, like, the fifth episode. Because it was super wild. Like,
yeah, really?
It was really complete, like, with action, with great dialogue. And also, like, the clash of the Lokis. It was something out of Rick and Morty. Kaya, malalaman natin yung Loki and Rick and Morty connection later. Pero, like what you've said nga, it was really nice seeing those different kinds of Lokis. Like, from the classic Loki, which was played by Richard E. Grant. The Loki for President. Kasi I've read kasi recent comic lang yung President Loki na yun. So, mga 2 or 3 years ago atas. I've read that issue as well. Kaya I was super happy. And the Alligator Loki, like, it was so sabaw, pero it made sense because it was the Loki series, kaya it was super fun to watch. What can rival episode 5 for me was episode 6, like, yung last night. I don't know, it was just super mind-blowing. And especially when Jonathan Majors' Kang showed up, I was just like, oh my god, they're doing this talaga. Kasi diba, what we expect sa Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Well, what we expect sa Disney Plus series is, like, hindi nila ilalabas yung mga big villains and all. Eh, pero kasi nilabas nila si Kang, so parang,
I know, yeah.
What's super jarring about this kasi is that the Kang that we met last night in episode 6, it was like, morally upright Kang compared to the Kang in the comic books. So meaning when the Kang was killed by Sylvie, dadating na yung the Kang that we know, the, a more evil variant of Kang. Kaya yun yung sobrang nakaka-excite.
The ultimate Kang.
Yeah, like the bad guy with the blue face and all. Yeah, sobrang exciting talaga.
Yeah. The comic book Kang was became the statue in TVA, di ba? The last season.
Yeah.
I kind of like saw a symbolism when they introduced Kang and the Citadel. I don't know. It's just like a random thought I had since last night. Kasi di ba, Kang was introduced to us. He was holding an apple.
Yeah.
So the first thing that I immediately thought of was like, oi, Book of Genesis, Adam and Eve, and then Kang can be the serpent.
Ooh, that's a nice...
All the knowledge and the free will, and he's giving it to Adam and Eve, who is Loki.
Which is Loki and Sylvie. Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
And here I go, thinking that the main symbolism for the apple was Doctor Strange.
I thought about that. I was like, oh my God.
Pero when Dr. Strange first like played with the time stone like sa Eye of Agamotto, like he was doing it on an apple. So wala lang. Yung parallel lang with Kang and Dr. Strange. Pero mas gusto ko yung na-notice mo. Oo nga, no?
I should rewatch that. Oh, parang kasi yun nga si ano, kasi diba, Kang was offering them, I was telling them, I have all the knowledge in the universe, I know what's gonna happen, and that if you want, I can give it to you. Parang ganun.
Yeah, parang ano, tinatempt, diba? Super, oh my God, I got chills.
Yeah.
Eto, what are your standout moments in the series?
The first standout moment was to see the what happened in episode 1 when he saw, kasi diba, this is the 2012 Loki. He didn't know what happened in the future, but then he saw what happened in the future. Yung change in the way Loki sees himself, and there were parts na super heartbreaking. Like when he realized na his Frigga died because of him, ganun. And then he died because of Thanos, ganun. Parang, it's also heartbreaking and also like a turning point for Loki na to know what happened in the future, which I know that in his head, he was already thinking about what he has to do and what he has to do to survive. Then, second is Loki in episode 2. Wala akong masabi except that he acted like a 5-year-old.
Oh my God, yeah.
He was so excited. It was so cute. I did not expect to see Loki like being so excited about things. So, parang pati si Mobius na inis sa kanya. Yun. And then third is I like the standout moments for me was how Loki and Sylvie fight. Kasi I know, as actors, Tom Hiddleston and Sofia Di Martino try to mirror their action, their choreography, their fight choreography. So, ang ganda tingnan. Yeah. Sarap tingnan yung fight scenes nila, ganun.
Ooh, okay.
And
I didn't notice
that. Last
but
not the least standout moment for me is, the last standout moment for me is Alligator Loki.
Of course, the alligator. In general, like, I love the Loki as a character went through to the 6 episodes. Like, I really love the growth, like from the 2012 Avengers Loki to the Loki we saw in episode 6, which was selfless and which cared more about another person rather than himself and was not tempted to take the powerful throne of Kang, right? So, in a span of like 6 episodes or Rachel in our time, 6 weeks. She will be proud. Like, in a span of like 6 weeks, he went through that character development that we saw nung phase 1 to 3 na 2011 to 2019. Yeah. So, nagawa nila yon for his character. And also, another standout for me is not necessarily a moment, but more of a character, which was Silvira, which was played so well by Sophia Di Martino. And super, I get where she's coming from.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I get where she's coming from, why she had to do what she did and everything that she went through this series. Because that's all she has ever known, ever since she was
like, yeah,
or she was taken by the TVA when she was a kid.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All she knew was like trying to get away from these people, hiding in apocalypse. She really never had a home. She never had peace. So that's why when she was faced with like the ultimate challenge or her ultimate goal, she really had to do it. Because that's all she has ever known. I will go to the two characters, so with Loki and Sylvie. So I like that they represent like a singular being, which is Loki. But it also represented like a lot of people in a way, because for us people, we usually have a debate. We usually have debates on like to do this or to not do this, or the good, the bad. So that episode 6 na situation in which will they kill Kang and free everyone but cause trouble, or they won't kill Kang, they will take his place but everyone won't have free will. I like how Sylvie and Loki represented those two sides of the debate within them. Considering they're the same person, so ang ganda how it was written, kasi you would expect that they'd both be aligned, diba? Like, they would both want power. Mm-hmm. But what you didn't expect is that it was a Tom Hiddleston Loki who didn't want power. He just thought about everyone. Na, like, he thought about what will happen in the future if they kill Kang now. So that was like a huge step in his character.
Yeah. I was actually surprised when Tom Hiddleston's Loki suddenly talked about like, okay, wait a minute, let's think about this. You know what? he was talking about the differences. I was actually surprised that, wow, this is unlike the Loki that the movies had. And I actually like the development. Like, finally, he is talking and thinking about the good of the others, and I actually love it.
So wait, ito, may debate sa internet. Ito, sobrang interested ako sa thoughts mo. We have like these ships, di ba? So for example, sa Falcon and the Winter Soldier, they were shipping Bucky and Sam together, di ba? So this one, so which side are you on? The Loki and Mobius, or the Silky? Asan ka doon?
Silky. Yeah, Silky,
Sylvia,
Loki.
Okay, honestly, I found it weird that Loki fell in love with a version of himself, but it made sense because it was Loki. It was very Loki to fall in love with himself. Like, that's how Loki is, and that's what I appreciated about the series as well, that they didn't get scared or they didn't veer away from being this weird, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Kaya,
pero like, I'm a Loki's ship. Iba yung cadence ni Loki whenever he says Mobius. When we say Mobius, it's like Mobius.
I know, but when he said,
when he says it, especially sa last episode, he says it like, Mobius. Parang may lambing.
Oh, yeah. I know. Like, yung ano nga, yung, di ba sa ano, last part, yung bigla, Loki was trying to explain what happened to Mobius and Hunter D15. I cried. When Mobius said, you're an analyst, right? Oh my God.
Tenraidor na nga ni Sylvie, nakalimutan pa ni Mobius. Which character from the series spoke to you the most?
For me, it was Mobius. Because
why?
He's not afraid to seek the truth. He's not afraid to gain more knowledge about things around him. And then by the end, he was also not afraid to question the authority, the PEVA, once he gained that knowledge. So that's why I like him, because I'm also the kind of person who would constantly seek knowledge.
For me, I think the character that spoke to me the most was really Sylvie. I really loved her determination. You saw through her character, like the mission first before her personal shit. So that's why I really liked Sylvie's character.
Yeah.
And she was very, if Loki was kind of silly, she was the serious one. She was, she kept Loki in check. And,
she was the headstrong one.
Yeah, and she was presented in a way na she didn't need a man to save her. Which is very nice for young girls to watch. And she's a very brave.
It was refreshing to see something like that.
Yeah, super. There were a lot of strong women characters, like with Ravonna Renslayer, Hunter B15, Sylvie. Aside from them being really strong women in the series, like, ang ganda ng portrayal nila dito. Ang galing talaga pag woman yung director, kasi na-highlight yung masculinity ng male characters, pero the female characters naman, hindi siya nasa-sexualize. Na-empower lalo yung women . In a way na they can still be women and be powerful. Kaya ang ganda rin ng aspects na representation ni Sylvie. What are you most excited for in season 2?
Actually, I'm excited to ano. Gusto ko balik maging friends sila. That's one of the things that I want to happen in season 2. Oh, ayoko na ng heartbreak, guys.
Tama na po si Plus.
Marvel, tama na. I also want to know more about Sam. And also I want to know what happened to the TVA after Sylvie stabbed the Kang that we know right now.
For me, what I'm most excited about for season 2 is siguro I want them to interact more with the real world. So doon ako na excited. If ever they will portray the TVA as the agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. who are interacting with the people in the real world. Or I'm really excited then on who will be the additional characters of the series. Kasi I'm sure they will add new characters. So parang, super exciting niya. Kaya yun. And ewan ko, I feel like Loki season 2 will come out either before or after Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Kasi season 6 set up. Wala pa eh. Parang episode 6 set up a lot of, set up really technically the future of the MCU.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang it set up Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, Spider-Man No Way Home, Ant-Man Quantumania.
When ang Doctor Strange too?
It's 2022. So I think it's gonna be May or March or May. Ganon. So I think it will come out either before or after Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Bakit na uno ni Doctor Strange?
Oh my God, yeah. Parang sobrang dami na nangyari.
Joke lang.
Kawawa naman si Dr. Strange.
Stress na siya.
Oh man. If you had something to like pick up from this series, ano yung like natutunan mo with this series?
Not everything is what they seem. Parang ganun.
Mm.
Like para, I also related the series, especially the TVA, with Plato's Allegory of the Cave.
Ooh.
Kasi nga, di ba, yeah. So it was like the cave was the TVA, the objects were the turning points in people's lives in different timelines. Then the shadows are the next events that the TVA workforce are seeing. And then I consider the TVA workforce as the prisoners. And then the people who were released from the chains were Mobius, C-15, and Hunter B-20. And then the people who remained in the cave were like the other TVA workforce. So with that, relating the series, relating TVA and their setup to the Allegory of the Cave, it made me realize that not everything that we see or what we not everything that we see are yun na. There, parang meron pang something deeper that we have to know. Like for example, if I met a person and then parang for me, like for example. They look sad, parang gano'n, na medyo naging reaction nila when I talk to them, medyo irritable. So, I would not immediately think na, ay, parang may attitude problem to the person na to. No, maybe, they have a story. So, yun, parang always, for me, it's like, I need to dig deeper to the information or to the knowledge that has been presented to me.
That's interesting na yung connection niya sa Allegory of the Cave, yeah, which is makes total sense na especially we know that the people from the TVA are like previous variants as well.
Mm-mm.
Tapos they didn't know anything about their past. So technically they're really trapped in the cave and the only things that they see, the shadows that they see are if the timeline is branching out. I love how they tackled the concept of determination and free will. Kasi, di ba, they always say that sa TVA, they always say na everything's planned out, everything's supposed to happen the way it's meant to be. And here comes the variant Loki questioning it all and basically treating himself as a god and questioning all na malalaman niya na, you know, parang I lived as a god. I am used to doing what I want, what I like, and I will become who I want to be. Then he finds out that everything was dead set on for him to die. For him to fail, so the Avengers succeed. Mm-hmm. So parang, he found out that technically he didn't really have free will at all. And he didn't have the power, especially when the Infinity Stone didn't work in the TVA as well. So, ang ganda nung concept na, yun nga, determination and free will, kasi it makes us question as well.
Yeah.
Is everything set out for us? Is everything planned out for us? And we're just living in it. And we're just like, in Kang's words, we're just walking the path. Or do we have the power to break the chain? Diba? Do we have the power to break the chain? To be who we want to be? Kasi ang gandang question, and especially with right now, in the times right now, a lot more people are open-minded and a lot more people are welcoming other people and other decisions of people, and we're not that super traditional na. So ang ganda rin niya, ang ganda niya rin isipin in the smaller sense, not in the universal scale na may all-powerful being na nagdidikta ng ginagawa natin. Pero ang ganda niya isipin in the smaller sense na kahit for example, with your parents or with our parents, parang they wanted us to be doctors and all. Pero yun na ba yung path na ilalakad natin?
Yeah.
Diba? Or do we have the power to change it and be who we want to be, like for us artists, diba? So I love that na Loki also found out that he is not powerful and he accepted it
gracefully.
Gracefully, yeah he accepted it gracefully.
To add sa analysis mo na yung about the predetermined path that one should follow it or one should divert it. I want to add na it's kind of like for me, I was thinking about di ba in our society today, like we kind of feel like sometimes we're in a box, like that we are confined in a box, that all we have to do is just limited within that box. And then parang with this series, it made me think that one should more to explore the self more and to improve the best qualities that each person has. And then yun nga, as you said, the to also accept the flaws. I think that's also one of the good messages that this series has conveyed to us. Yeah.
It's not bad for us to know that we aren't all like we aren't to badly put it, we aren't that bitch. It's humbling to know that we aren't all that. And it's a matter of how we accept it and how we make like it's a matter of how we accept it and understand that all of us, regardless of where we are or where we stand, we can all be better. Like, look at Loki. He's a god. But, ang dami niyang flaws, di ba? Mm-hmm. So, parang tayo, we're mere mortals in this endless void of what we call the world. So, of course, we can be better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Natasha, that was such a nice discussion. Like, super... And that na-excite ako for people to hear this. Kasi I think... Kasi I know that Tom Hiddleston listened to this podcast eh. De joke lang.
if ever he's listening, I want him to know that.
Tom. But yeah, I really like our conversation. Like, ang dami nating na... Ang dami nating like na-unpack, na open up, na aside from like tracing the series and all, we also
had too. Our I own thoughts.
I love it, love it. So with that, I'm gonna test you naman. Mag-games naman tayo dyan. So, let's go on to our next segment that I'd like to call Hard F Questions!
Mahal mo pa ako dahil kailangan mo ko. O kailangan mo ko, kaya mahal mo ko.
Okay, so you just have to answer these questions lang. It's not hard naman. It's more of like, you will just question your morals and your values. Joke. All right, question number one. Where and when will you go if you get a tempad?
Ha?
Okay, isa pa.
Actually, hindi ko naisip yan. I would probably not go anywhere within my life timeline. Maybe the interesting thing is, siguro during the time of Marie Curie. I don't know. That's the first thing that came into my mind when you asked the question. Don't ask me why, but that period is calling me.
Okay, no explanations needed. Ay, okay, sige ako. Siguro, I will go to the time when the Spanish came here in the Philippines. Kasi that's when everything turned to shit.
Oh.
Sorry. Yeah. Imagine if we were not colonized, diba? Imagine. Ito, next question. So, since this was touched on in the series, for you, what is love? Very slang book.
Oh my God. Ang hirap nga. Well, for me, love is something that happened, something that happens to a person, something that they do not expect to happen in a person. It just happens. I don't even know if I'm making sense, but yeah.
You're making sense, yeah. All right, final question. Be a sorcerer, but every time you use your magic, you will age up by 6 months. Or be a time traveler, but every time you time travel, you get younger by 6 months.
Ah. I'll go for the sorcerer and age for 6 months. Yeah.
Yeah, kasi you can make yourself look younger naman eh, since you're a sorcerer.
Yeah. Actually, if you're a great sorcerer, you can make an illusion.
True. So, sobrang fun ng game natin, grabe. With that, let's go on to our next segment that I'd like to call On Some Heroes.
Honey,
what?
Where's my super suit?
What?
Where is my super suit?
All right. So for this segment, we will give credit to where credit is due, and we will highlight the people who made this series possible. So I will start. So for the director, we have Kate Heron. So she's the 2015 Grand Prize winner on the Rhode Island Film Festival for the film Rest Stop. And she's the director of 4 episodes of Sex Education, 5 episodes of 5x5, 5 episodes of The Idris Takeover, 1 episode of Daybreak, 1 episode of Summer Comedy Shorts. Go ahead, Natasha.
Okay, and we have Michael Waldron as the series creator. Creator series writer who won the 2020 Primetime Emmy Best Animated Series for Rick and Morty. He was also the writer and producer for Rick and Morty and also the writer for Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness and Heal.
Our series composer, we have Natalie Holt, 2017 Emmy nominated scorer for Victoria, 2018 Beijing International Film Festival Best Music for Journeys End. She is also the composer for 4 episodes of Deadwater Fell, 6 episodes of The Beacom House, 6 episodes of Nightfall, 8 episodes of The Honorable Woman, and 20 episodes of The Hapless Family.
And we also have Autumn Gerald for the cinematographer, who also worked for The Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Mainstream, Teen Spirit, Untogether, and The Sun is Also a Star.
Okay, so we have Callum Ross. He's an editor. He's the editor of the series, and he's also the editor for 6 episodes of Hitman, 2 episodes of Sex Education, 2 episodes of Atlantis, 6 episodes of The Two Doors Down, and 4 episodes of Evermore.
We also have Paul Zucker for the editor, who also worked for Hotel Artemis, Trainwreck, 1 episode of Silicon Valley 12, and Mr. Lonely.
And the last editor for the series, we have Emma McCleave, so 2019 winner for Best Editing in the Underwire Film Festival for the film Cash Point, So she's a part of the editorial department for the film Rocketman, Avengers Age of Ultron, Guardians of the Galaxy, Thor the Dark World, and Captain America the First Avenger.
We also have Castra Farahani as the production designer, who won the Stevie Awards 2013 for Best Production Design for Halo 4, Forward Unto the Dawn. And she, and they also work on Ingenue, Black Panther, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Alice in Wonderland, Avatar, and Miami Vice.
Lastly, we have Natasha Gerasimova, supervising art director of the series, and was also the art director of News of the World, Godzilla King of Monsters, 8 episodes of The Kominsky Method, 4 episodes of Gilmore Girls, and Star Trek Beyond. So Natasha, thank you so much for guesting in this episode tonight. I super, super had fun. Thank you so much.
Actually, thank you. Thank you, Fred, for inviting me to your show. I actually listen to your podcast whenever I work. It's really fun, and I love being here with you talking about Loki and everything. It was really fun, and I love everything that we have talked about.
Yeah, same. Yeah. So where can people find you on social media?
Social media, well, people can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd at CZ Carpina. That's CZCARPINA. So yeah, you can say hi to me.
All right. With that, if you guys enjoyed the discussion that we had for this episode, feel free to tweet us by using the hashtag #unpackpod. And also, if you want to follow us on our social medias, just follow Tara Let's Unpack Pod on Instagram, Letterboxd, and Facebook. So lastly, malapit na mag-September, guys. 3 months na lang, matatapos na yung voters registration for the 2022 elections. So don't forget to register to vote. Visit votepilipinas.com to know
register
how to.
Register now.
Yeah. All right. So Natasha, again, thank you so much for guesting. And guys, see you next week.
Thank you.
This has been Tara Let's Unpack. Bye guys. Bye Natasha. Thank you again.